It's on a collision course with Western Cuba. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's early tomorrow. Then after that, Hurricane Ian is going to get bigger and stronger.
All indications are that this is going to be a strengthening storm, a major hurricane in the next 24 to 48 hours because the water's very warm. There's not really much to hinder this.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says Ian could hit Florida, anywhere from Fort Myers up to the panhandle on the Gulf Coast with a dangerous storm surge. In Tampa, they're handing out free sandbags with Mayor Jane Castor urging people to repair and evacuate if told.
Listen to the old timers. Listen to the people who have been around. Mother Nature wins every time.
25 years after a school shooter was put behind bars in Kentucky at age 14, they're going to throw away the key. A state parole board voted this morning that Michael Carneal must stay in prison for life. No more chances to be paroled.
Michael Carneal shot 8 people at Heath High School near Paducah, Kentucky back in 1997. 3 of those people were killed. At a recent hearing, Carneal told 2 parole board members that he does still hear voices as he did the day of the shooting, but he knows not to listen to them now.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Today, a man in Russia shot up a school he graduated from, murdering 13 people in the city of Ijevsk. 7 of them were kids, and the majority of the 23 wounded were also students. He then killed himself in what Russian officials call a terrorist act. Vice President Harris has gone to Japan.
I look forward to our discussions on many levels about increasing prosperity for our nations.
Security also a big issue there and in South Korea, her next stop. Before going there, the vice president will attend a funeral tomorrow for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was shot by an assassin in July. Pfizer wants to jab kids even more, asking the FDA and CDC to approve giving a smaller dose of its reformulated COVID vaccine booster to children aged 5 to 11. More than 4 million older vaccinated Americans have already gotten a dose of the reformulated booster, offering protection from the Omicron variant. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed to start the week. The Dow is falling 92 points, adding to all its recent declines. But the NASDAQ is up 115 points. The S&P 500 is adding 5. The price of oil is up almost a dollar, back to about 80 bucks a barrel, just shy of that. The price of the gas pump is also higher. It's risen a nickel the past week after dropping every day for 14 straight weeks from June's $5 a gallon record high.
There were several refinery glitches and planned maintenance around the country, so that curtailed supply and the perception of supply, and so wholesale prices jumped, and that is going to affect what dealers have to charge on the street.
Analyst Tribune Lundberg's survey of gas stations has regular at $3.78 per gallon. AAA's national average is at $3.72. That is 54 cents more than we were paying a year ago. The Super Bowl is still more than 4 months away, so we have no idea yet what teams will play in the game, but we do know who will play at halftime.
She's found love in a hopeless place, taken a bow, and now Rihanna will take the stage during the big game.
Please don't stop the music,
The Grammy-winning superstar taking to social media Sunday to announce she'll be headlining the Super Bowl 57 halftime show set for February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. Rihanna is signed to Roc Nation, Jay-Z's entertainment agency, which will produce the halftime show for the NFL once again.
Work, 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 work. It's a
Rihanna was offered the Super Bowl halftime stage in 2020, but turned down the offer in a decision to show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On the field.
Set up the screen for the tight end, Dallas Goedert. He gets the block from Isaac Seumalo, and that's going to put him into the end zone.
The Philadelphia Eagles, just one of three unbeaten teams left in the NFL, beating Washington 24-8 on Fox. The Miami Dolphins also 3-0 after beating Buffalo 21-19. Tonight, the New York Giants play Dallas, hoping to also stay undefeated. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.